理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we continue our look at the city of Moscow. Many changes have taken place there over the years, and today, well, Moscow is a vibrant place full of color, full of life, and some great shopping.
Today, we're going to learn that Moscow is a place with lots of attractions. It seems there's something for everyone.
That's right. Students, we hope that you will join us today as we continue with our look at Moscow. We're on page 34. Join us now in the right-hand column for the reading.
Moscow, the heart of Russia. Lots of attractions. Those wishing to do their shopping outside should head to Arbat Street, Moscow's liveliest pedestrian area. Here, painters and souvenir sellers hawk their goods, and street performers entertain. Hungry shoppers have all kinds of cafes and restaurants to choose from. Riding Moscow's metro is the easiest way to get to Arbat Street and around the city. The oldest stations of the metro look almost like palaces. Marble and other beautiful stones decorate the tunnels and platforms. More people ride this metro than any other in the world. 8 million a day.
The title is Lots of Attractions, and generally with our travel articles, we think about a place, maybe something that attracts tourists. Maybe it's a historical site, something like that.
Okay, good. Something that attracts people, a place of interest, or maybe there's lots of entertainment in this one particular place. Well, Moscow has these things. It has places of interest, it has entertainment, and it has plenty of shopping.
And we mentioned the shopping earlier. We mentioned a famous place that's three stories high and has a lot of shops, both Western and Russian. But now we're moving to a new place, right, Steve?
Right. We were talking about the gum department store. Now let's move on to Arbat Street. It says those wishing to do their shopping outside should head to Arbat Street, Moscow's liveliest pedestrian area. When I think of a pedestrian area, we know that it's a place where people can walk and they don't get interrupted, or they don't have to worry about cars or motorcycles getting in the way.
That's right. Traffic is not allowed through these areas, so it's just a place for people to walk around. Well, notice it says here, painters and souvenir sellers hawk their goods and street performers entertain. So a lot is going on in these pedestrian areas. First of all, we find out that you can find painters there. People are painting and they're selling their paintings.
Okay, we're not talking about people who paint rooms or houses. We're talking about people who paint portraits or landscapes, very beautiful things. Maybe they can even paint your picture right there on the street.
That's right. And of course, there will be people there to sell souvenirs, right? Everyone wants to take home some souvenirs from their journey. And we see that these sellers are hawking their goods. Now, what does that mean?
Sellers who hawk their goods. Now, these kinds of sellers, they don't necessarily have a store in which they sell things. They go out to the customer and they try to get their attention by shouting or some other means. And they're very aggressive and they want to sell their goods to people, mostly the tourists who are walking down the street.
Okay, again, we have the word goods referring to merchandise or things that are sold. And it says there are also street performers out there to entertain people. Now, that's something I really enjoy. Whenever I go to a new place, if there are street performers out there, I usually take the time time to just stand and watch for a while.
Sure, a street performer could be a magician, or it could be an acrobat, many different kinds of street performances. And then usually what happens at the end of the performance, a hat is being passed around and you should give a little money, put a little money into the hat for the performer.
Or if someone plays an instrument, they might leave the case down there and people would put money in the case, like a guitar case or a violin case. Well, it says here afterwards, people might be hungry. Maybe they've shopped for a long time. They're now hungry and they want to try out some of the food there.
Okay, this is another attraction. Russia is very famous for its food, and so you can try Russian food here as well. It's also part of the attraction.
So hungry shoppers can find all kinds of cafes and restaurants in this area, so they don't need to worry if they get hungry.
Okay, let's move on to line 16, where we read, riding Moscow's metro is the easiest way to get to Arbat Street and around the city. So, Moscow's metro, which is the subway, is quite famous around the world. It's one of the oldest subways in the world.
Metro comes from the word metropolitan, which means big city. And sometimes you will see that there are different names used for the subway system or the mass transit system. In many countries, it's named differently. But this is the metro, what you'll find in Russia.
Okay. The oldest stations in Moscow of the metro look almost like palaces. And if you've ever seen pictures of these places, they're really, really beautiful. They're ornate. They're intricate. These are big words to describe how beautiful the architecture is in the subway system.
Tells us a little bit more about it. It says here that marble and other beautiful stones decorate the tunnels and the platforms. Now, first of all, let's look at this word tunnel for a moment. I think sometimes this is a very difficult word for our students to pronounce. It's tunnel, not tunnel, right?
Okay, tunnel. We all know what that is. It's the hole that goes right through something, like a mountain, a tunnel going through. Tunnel. And now let's look at the word platform, which is simply a flat surface that's elevated off the ground. In this case, in the subway, the platform is the place where you stand and you wait for the subway or the metro to come and pick you up.
You said it's elevated, or we could say it's a raised area so that it makes it easier to have access to the train.
Right. Well, let's go on to the next page where it says the metro is very popular. More than 8 million people ride the metro every day. That's amazing. That means we could say maybe 4 million people ride it to work, and then 4 million will ride it back home at the end of the day. That's a lot of use.
That's right. Notice what it says. It says more people ride this metro than any other in the world. So there are mass transit systems in other parts of the world or subway systems, but more people ride this one than any other.
Okay, friends, it's time to look at some more pictures of Moscow, and then we're going to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson.
Students, and welcome to the chat room. Today we continue to look at the city of Moscow.
Today's lesson mentions the Moscow Metro. I know that Metro is a rapid transit system in a city. It seems like different cities have different names for such a system.
You're right. Americans often refer to their rapid transit system as the subway, whereas the British tend to use the term underground.
So if I go to New York, I should look for the subway, and if I go to London, I should look for the underground?
Basically. But many cities also have nicknames for their rapid transit systems. In London, even though the system is technically called the underground, most people refer to it as the tube.
Rapid transit system 就是大众捷运系统，可以简称为捷运，也可以叫地铁。那英文要怎么讲呢？看你是在哪一个城市哦。美国人比较习惯用 the subway， 英国人比较习惯用 the underground。但是在不同的城市的地铁也有不同的称呼，像伦敦的地铁 通常人们会把它简称为 the tube。 在芝加哥的捷运叫做 the L， 在 Boston 叫做 the T。 Now does the subway always have to be underground?
You would think so, because the word subway literally means underground. But in some cities, like New York City, the entire system is called the subway, even though parts of it are elevated above ground.
In Taipei, the common term for the metro is the MRT. What does that mean?
That stands for Mass Rapid Transit. But you know, in Hong Kong, they refer to the system as the MTR, which stands for Mass Transit Railway.
Interesting. Now, there's something I'm a little bit confused about. Why do people sometimes talk about cars instead of trains when talking about the metro? I don't see any cars in the metro.
Well, when people use the word car in a metro, they're not talking about an automobile. A car is also a box-like enclosure for passengers. So, a subway train is made up of maybe 5 or 6 cars.
在捷运系统中讲到的 car 并不是汽车，而是车厢。所以在一列的火车当中可能有 5 cars 或者 6 cars, 就是六节的车厢。
It's time for a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
True or false, there are over 400 museums in Moscow. True or false, there are over 400 museums in Moscow. True. Russians must really love museums.And if you love them too, then Moscow is the place for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about Moscow and all of the many attractions there.
You know, Vicky, a lot of cities around the world say they have something for everyone, but it seems Moscow really does.They have a lot of history, they have good food, there's shopping,there's a lot of things to see for the tourists. Now we're going to look at some very famous museums.
That's right. Students, join us now on page 35 and line 3 as we continue.
Moscow, the heart of Russia. Above ground, Moscow will delight museum lovers.Moscow's many museums showcase Russian art, literature, history, and science. The Tetrikov Gallery houses the greatest masterpieces of Russian art. Interested in writers Tolstoy or Pushkin? Each has a museum dedicated to his work. Those interested in the Russian space program can learn about that too. The museum is located inside a Soviet-era monument,that looks like a silver rocket soaring into space. Looking at the monument, one can't help but reflect on Russia's past and wonder about its future.
Well, we begin here by seeing that it says, above ground, Moscow will delight museum lovers. Now, first of all, Steve, why do we say above ground here?
Well, before the break, we were talking about the subway system, which is underground. Now we're coming back above ground, and we're going to visit some museums, and they delight museum lovers. If you like going to museums, Moscow is really a great place to visit. They have a lot of museums and a lot of different kinds of museums.
And it tells us here that these museums showcase Russian art, literature, history, and science. So they showcase. It's not just a matter of displaying, but displaying in such a way that it's very attractive and very appealing to people.
Good. Well, the Tetrikov Gallery houses the greatest masterpieces of Russian art. Now, this particular museum...houses some of the greatest works of Russian art throughout the ages. This is the place you need to go if you're interested in Russian history and Russian art.
True. Now, usually whenever we see the word gallery, it can refer to a couple of things. One, a place where art is displayed, the works of art are displayed, or a place where actually art can be sold. In this case, of course, it's more like a museum, a place where art is displayed. And it says this gallery houses, so we know that it actually has many of these great works of art there.
Okay, let's look at the word masterpieces a little bit more. It means the greatest work of an artist. An artist can make a lot of things, draw a lot of pictures during his or her lifetime, but there are a select few that are really the greatest. And this particular gallery houses those.
Okay, so people interested in art would definitely want to go to this place, but what about people interested in writing, perhaps?
Well, there's museums for that as well, Vicki. It says, interested in writers Tolstoy or Pushkin, each has a museum dedicated to his work. Now, these two authors certainly are very, very famous, probably the two most famous in recent Russian history. Their books are known the world over.
Right, both are very famous authors, and so the sentence does say here, each has a museum dedicated to his work.
Okay, moving on to the next paragraph, we learn that there are museums in Moscow that are dedicated to the Russian space program as well. Now, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, Russia had a very aggressive space program. They wanted to get to the moon, just like the Americans, and so they poured a lot of energy, a lot of talent, and a lot of money into their space program.
And there are a lot of people very interested in this to find out a little bit more about the history of this program, so you can visit this museum. It tells us a little bit more about it in the next sentence. It says, the museum is located inside a Soviet-era monument that looks like a silver rocket soaring into space. Now, that's pretty amazing, but now, that must be a very large monument, right?
I think it must be. I think if you were asking for directions on how to get to this museum, someone would just say, look for the monument, and you can't miss it. You'll drive down the street, and it looks like a rocket shooting off into space. So that's something that would probably delight a lot of people who love outer space, going into this museum in Moscow.
Now, often or most of the time when we think about a monument, we think about a statue or something, a carving perhaps, that has been dedicated to the memory of some person or to some event.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Let's look at this word monument in today's skit.
Hi, Becky.
What are you doing?
Oh, I have a surprise for you.
Really?
Yeah. You know how much I love you, don't you?
You do, Tom?
Yeah. Oh. So I carved our names into this big rock.
Wow.
As a monument to our love.
Oh, you mean you want the whole world to know about our love?
Yeah. I want everyone to remember that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want the world to know and remember that Tom loves Becky forever. May this rock forever stand as a monument to love, our love.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have our own monument to love.
Yeah, me too.
So where did you put our names?
Well, it's right here, just under Sally Loves Sam.
Where?
Oh, see it? Between Ben Loves Janice and Vance Loves Marcy.
Oh, there it is. Tom loves Becky.
Forever.
Forever. Our own monument to our love.
Love.
Okay, well, this monument, it tells us here, looks like a silver rocket soaring into space. Now, we know what a rocket is. A rocket is a vehicle that is designed for space travel, and soaring means to go very high, right?
I think of an eagle flying high in the sky. The eagle is soaring in the sky. That's a great, great adjective to describe this rocket, this museum. It also says, looking at the monument, one can't help but reflect on Russia's past and wonder about its future. Now, we know Russia's past is very glorious in many ways, but it also has had some bumps along the way. But looking at the future, we can say that the sky is the limit.
Right. The future is bright. They, of course, it says here, they reflect on the past, or you can reflect on the past. It simply means you can think very seriously and very carefully about the past, but don't stop there because the future of Moscow is very bright.
Right. And as the future of Moscow is, so goes the future of Russia. And we know, again, that Russia can accomplish a lot of things. They're very talented, very hardworking people. So keep your eye on Russia and see what happens in the future.
That's right. It looks like it's time for us to review our lesson. Students, join us now for this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 第一个重点，我们看 hawk 这个动词。Hawk 在这里是指兜售或叫卖，带有一点半强迫的意思。例如 ,the salesman hawked vacuum cleaners door to door. 推销员挨家挨户的兜售吸尘器。或者是 ,street vendors hawk local arts and crafts to tourists. 街头的小贩向观光客兜售当地的手工艺品。Hawk 后面如果加上 ,hawker 是指叫卖兜售的小贩，和 vendor 的意思差不多。接下来我们看 platform 这个名词，注意这里的 A 是发长音的 A 念成 platform。platform 在这里是指火车站的月台。例如 ,the train to Paris will depart from platform 3, 往巴黎的火车会从第三月台离站。platform 也指比周围高起来的平台。例如 ,many people stood on the viewing platform to watch the waterfall. 很多人都站在观景台上看瀑布。最后我们看的是 monument 这个名词。monument 在这里是指纪念碑或者是纪念物。例如 ,this monument was built for those who lost their lives in the earthquake. 这个纪念碑是为了纪念在地震中丧命的人们。或者是 ,many people come to this monument to pay their respects to the war victims. 许多人来到这个纪念馆悼念战争的受害者。And now let's go to the word bank.
Hawk. Several men stood on the street corner hawking t-shirts. Metro. Many people ride the city's metro to get to work. Platform. Jenny stood on the platform for 20 minutes waiting for the train to come. Masterpiece. Several masterpieces by famous painters hang in this art gallery.Monument. This monument in the city square was built in memory of our country's heroes.
Moscow, the heart of Russia. Lots of attractions. Those wishing to do their shopping outside.Should head to Arbat Street, Moscow's liveliest pedestrian area. Here, painters and souvenir sellers hawk their goods, and street performers entertain. Hungry shoppers have all kinds of cafes and restaurants to choose from. Riding Moscow's metro is the easiest way to get to Arbat Street and around the city. The oldest stations of the metro look almost like palaces.Marble and other beautiful stones decorate the tunnels and platforms. More people ride this metro than any other in the world. 8 million a day. Above ground, Moscow will delight museum lovers. Moscow's many museums showcase Russian art, literature, history, and science. The Tetrikov Gallery houses the greatest masterpieces of Russian art.Interested in writers Tolstoy or Pushkin? Each has a museum dedicated to his work. Those interested in the Russian space program can learn about that too. The museum is located inside a Soviet-era monument that looks like a silver rocket soaring into space. Looking at the monument, one can't help but reflect on Russia's past and wonder about its future.
Welcome back, friends. For any of you who might plan to visit Moscow someday, we've given you some facts on page 33 to Keep in mind, what interests me most is the temperatures in Moscow, especially in the winter. It can be very, very cold, and even in the summertime, it's not that hot.
You're right, Steve. It can be very cold, and it also gives us some information about when not to travel because of activities going on there, and things will be closed. These are good things that you need to know if you're planning a trip to Moscow. Well, students, we have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you enjoyed our lesson. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.